From American Public Media, this is New Classical Tracks. I'm Valerie Kaler in for Julia Mocker. During his college days, violist and composer Lev Jourbin started posting a lot of videos of his improvisational work to YouTube, while simultaneously carving out a freelance career gigging as a classical violist.
I didn't want to mess any of that up with stuff I was uploading to the internet, which were improvisations that didn't sound anything like a good classical viola sound. And so I thought, well, whatever it brings, I'm just going to use the intimate version of my name, which is what my parents would call me, Ljova.
Jourbin says the Ljova alter ego eventually won out, mainly because many of those improvisations got turned into actual sheet music and performed again.
You know, if you know everybody in the orchestra, it just sounds so formal. Now, let's do the Jourbin. And I just wanted to, you know, let's do Ljova's piece. That sounds a lot more intimate and nice.
Ljova's latest album is called Melting River. It was one takeaway from a dance piece called Awa, commissioned by Canadian choreographer Azur Barton. Dancers and composers convened at the Banff Center in the Canadian Rockies.
I was there for the better part of 6 weeks. Basically, every day was three meals a day, watching rehearsal of the dancers for several hours a day, and creating new music with no real restrictions, you know. Not at all. It was just the limitations of what I could do with the fiddles.
The fiddles.
I had with me my viola and also this fadolin.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's a fadolin, you ask? Well, it's related to a famiola. Not much help, right? Standard violins and violas have four strings, but these have six.
A famiola is a viola with a fa and a mi. My six-string fiddle has a low F and a high E, so it's a fa, mi, viola. And a fadolin is the same thing, except it's a violin. It's a violin with a fa and a do. Get it? So it's a fadolin.
So virtually everything you hear on this album is just Ljova, his fiddles, and some computer manipulation. Loops, layers, pitch shifting. Sometimes it sounds like a double bass.
That's all viola. I think the bass notes that you hear are viola notes that I transposed down an octave using Pro Tools or Ableton.
Sometimes it sounds like a really dry marimba. And sometimes it sounds like the offspring of a Japanese koto and a bubble machine.
And that really is just the same viola but transposed up an octave.
Some of these songs were born wholly of Ljova's time there in the cabin in the Rockies. For example, Birds. It evokes that haunting sound of a bird catching the thermals, riding the wind in a distant canyon, interspersed with a greeting from another bird, very present, right outside the window. You can hear that second bird later in the piece as he joins his friends in the echoing canyon. Ljova also had some musical sketches already in hand when he arrived in Banff. Fragments sung into his phone when he walked through Central Park or notated awkwardly into a BlackBerry during his commute.
I often sketch on the subway, and for this particular piece, I didn't have any sheet music paper with me. This was back in the days of the BlackBerry, and I couldn't really write anything on it. So I wrote a sketch for it using the notes and durations. So I think the sketch for it was something like D3, F3, A3, A2, A3, something like that. It was very numeral. And I sent it to myself as an email and found it a few months later, and then it bloomed from there.
Taking the seed of an idea and letting it bloom from there seems to be the ethos of this album, Melting River.
I called it that without any particular river in mind. I mean, for me, it was more really a stream. You know, I didn't see a stream, but I imagined the stream that would then bloom into a river.
And for this week, that's New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Valerie Kaler.